Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi, hello. By the time you guys hear this, Gretchen and I are going to be back from New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. If you listen to Patreon, you already knew that. But if you have not signed up for Patreon, now is the time. Also,
let's hear it for New York.
Yeah, right? Let me just tell you real quick. If you have found us and you have not followed us on your Spotify or YouTube or Apple or wherever you listen, you know, you got to like click the little subscribe button or like a little check mark, a plus sign if you're on Apple. Go ahead and do that right now. I guarantee you will thank me later. Other than that, Gretch, what's up?
What's new? What? I just got some big news from my child. I think I just announced to you that she decided she does not like Taylor Swift anymore.
You did on Patreon. So if you have not signed up for Patreon, that's patreon.com/housewives. Of true crime.
Okay. Anyway, she's back to liking Taylor Swift. I'm so happy.
Oh my gosh. By the way, you guys, we recorded the Patreon episode like a couple hours ago. So that was
that's kind of the biggest news around here.
Okay. Well, I started tennis again, full force in the spring. I had lots of drama on my tennis team. So it's like kind of a whole new bang of women that
you're
are really
rolling
great.
Your eyes at her life problems. You're not
my
alone.
Life problems. I know. It's yeah. so true.
The
so
tennis
true.
Drama. Yeah. We're not the real housewives of true crime. We're just the housewives.
I know. It kind of feels like that.
They should have some reality show surrounded by tennis.
100%.
Take it to court.
My last
take it
team.
To the courts.
Take it to the courts. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. You know, you're so quick like that. But anyways, I played my first match against this girl, and her name was Melissa out of Fort Worth, and she was a delight, and she loves true crime. So maybe she'll be listening, and I'll give her a little shout out.
Oh, well, snaps. I finished off a bag of, they're called Beaver Nuggets.
Oh my gosh, you guys. She got them in Texas.
I got them in Texas for a good plain snack. They're kind of like that, like pop cereal, but then like covered in like caramel. So it's that sweet, salty thing.
They are like so pop good. Cereal, except for, you know how Pops was kind of small? These Beaver Nuggets from Buc-ee's are big
the
pop.
Shit.
And yeah. they're so stupid good. You know what else I got? Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, recently at Trader Joe's, they make this maple fudge.
Oh, I've had that. I can't buy it because that's dangerous for me too.
It is so too, dangerous. I can't stop eating good. It. Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is. So, I mean, if you're clearly we're hungry because we're recording at night.
I'm not.
And it's not
I know. And then I feel like shit. I'm drinking iced tea right now.
Oh,
because I know. Just stay awake and, you know, firing on all cylinders for you. I don't know how this is going to hash out for my family. But so I got groceries today. So that they're fully supplied for my out of town New Yorkness, you know?
Same.
And I got like all like healthy stuff, lots of fruits and vegetables.
Same.
So I feel like though my husband is going to like kill me.
Order. He's going to order food.
He's going to like, just order food because he's going to be like, you didn't leave me with anything instant.
100% he is.
If he looks real hard, he'll find a frozen pizza.
Okay.
But he hates frozen pizza. So, you know, he hates me right now. You know why?
No.
Because I took him to Disneyland.
Oh, and he's not the park guy.
You know, sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. I just, right. I never know. I feel like if we only go once a year, get into it. But this was not, like, he had fun this year, but he's like, you know, I'm ready to like go all night, stay for fireworks. And he's like, no.
Done.
We started at 8 a.m., 6 p.m., we be done.
No,
so I
I'm
have
like
to be
you.
Like, I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So apparently I bought these 2-day tickets and I thought you could use the second day all the way to like the end of the year.
Uh-uh. No can do barbecue.
Once you use the first ticket, you have to use the second ticket within 2 weeks.
I still think that's pretty good. They give you 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. But so then when I realized that I'm like, guess what, lover? We're going to Disneyland as soon as I get back from New York.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well that sounds fun. See, and you're saying that I'm complaining about like my first world problems of tennis. You have first world problems of going to Disneyland twice.
Grubby husband. Yeah, you're so true. I'm such a hypocrite.
You totally are. By the way, my tennis costs like $20 for the season.
I was my Christmas present to my family. And okay, we were too sick to go over Christmas.
Got it. Oh, I
it was for the children.
Right. Well, let's get into our case this week. All right, Gretchy, you'll never guess, but this case comes from a listener.
Oh,
I think all of them do now. Pretty much. Ashley Forentini sent me over an Instagram message, and I took her up on her offer to do this case. It's out of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, which I have never heard of, and I think it's a real weird name.
Oh, you know, I'm not usually a fan of Ashley's, but I feel like I would like this one.
Look at her last name, Forentini. Come on.
I mean,
sounds like
cool.
A martini.
Yeah.
Like, sign me up. Yeah. All right. So Woonsocket, Rhode Island is located northeast corner of the state and it borders Massachusetts. It's about 50 miles from Boston. So you kind of get an idea. There is about 43,000 Rhode Islanders that live there. And it's most notable for the headquarters of CVS Pharmacy.
I was just there today.
Same girl. And I was thinking CVS Pharmacy and deforestation, because that's what they do with those receipts.
Dude, shit. Yeah, I always pass on the receipt, but today I bought a gift card.
Oh, and you have to get the receipt.
You have to get the receipt.
I know. And it's like 5,000 pages long, and you're going to throw it away.
And even my kids were like, why? We only bought like three things, Mom. I'm like, I know.
I don't know.
It's a problem.
It is a problem. Okay. So the median home price is $390,000. And according to Redfin, they get swiped up within 10 days. People pay 4% overpriced. So I say it must be desirable.
Yeah.
All right. But now I'm going to take you way back to August 1st, 1990. At around 10:45 p.m. You remember how old you were in 1990? Where you were August 1st? Summer vacation?
I don't remember August 1st, 1990. In 1990, like I would have been about 12. Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably in the swimming pool. Just saying. Okay. 10:45 p.m. You weren't in the swimming pool, but maybe earlier that day. 36-year-old Joanne Harnois, however, and I'm sorry, I'm probably jacking up that last name, Harnoy, left her house in Woonsocket to go pick up her husband, 40-year-old Ronald, at a nearby Millville, Massachusetts. Before she even left the city limits, she heard a super loud bang from underneath her car. The driver in the car behind her shouted, "Get out of the car!" because he could see that Joanne's Chevy Cavalier was like leaking tons of gas. Joanne pulled over, got out, and ran across the street. The car's rear tires had been blown out. The tailpipe was severed in half and peppered with holes. And the gas tank was severely damaged, caused by that fuel leak. When Woonsocket police arrived, they realized that the car had been damaged by a pipe bomb that was partially exploded. But her car didn't just have one pipe bomb, Gretch. They found five more unexploded pipe bombs under the driver's side of the car.
Damn, who you be messing with?
Six pipe bombs were wired together so they would go off, you know, one after the other. But thankfully, something didn't work out like planned.
Less than smart people.
Something.
Thankfully.
So cops took a look at Joanne, took her to the police station, tried to figure out who wanted her dead. Well, Joanne was married, so of course, looking at the husband, right?
She hasn't dragged him to Disneyland in 2 weeks. He doesn't want to kill her. Okay.
Joanne gave the police permission to perform a search on her house that she shared with her husband, Ron. Ronald, whatever you want to say. Once they got to the Harnois house, they started finding all kinds of things that could make a damn pipe bomb. Like, in the toolbox, they found firework casings, coils for wires, Teflon tape, electrician pliers, wrenches, wire cutting tools, some residue-coated paper found in the basement were all things that Ronald had in his workshop.
So she did take him to Disneyland, figuratively.
Right. And I also thought, well, my husband probably has all that shit also in his toolbox. I mean, like, maybe not firework casings. That maybe is a little bit, but like,
it's okay, husband. You keep your pipe bomb equipment in your toolbox. We keep our eye drops in the medicine cabinet. Okay.
Right. The items along with the bombs taken from under Joanne's car were turned over to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, also known as the ATF.
ATF.
They were able to determine that the items seized from the Harnois house were used to make the bombs that were attached to Joanne's car.
Shit.
No surprise. The wire used to the bombs matched the wire from Ronald's workshop. The cuts of the wire matched the electrician pliers. Like, it all was just there, right?
Yeah.
As the investigation progressed, detectives talked to two of Ronald's friends, and they told police, yeah, Ronald had asked them if they knew anyone that would just #, get rid of Joanne.
Damn.
And he was willing to pay $10,000 for the job.
1990, Ronald, that's a lot.
It's a lot anytime.
It's a lot now, but you know.
Okay. You know. Ronald was charged with attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, possession of a bomb, fourth degree arson, and bigamy. Well,
what?
I will get to that part. Let me just tell you about Ronald and Joanne. Okay, Ronald Harnois and Joanne Robideau were married in February of 1983. Ronald had already been married before he met Joanne, but that marriage ended in divorce. And with that marriage, he had just at least, so actually With that marriage, he had at least one daughter named Celeste with that wife, Diane, that he had divorced. After the wedding of Joanne and Ronald, they bought a house. They purchased life insurance policies for one another for about $75,000, which isn't too much. But maybe it was like something.
Something in 1990. Something.
Something. In September 1989, Joanne actually ended up joining Ronald's bowling league because they were short one person from the team. This is where Joanne would meet Tammy Petrin. She was also a member of the bowling team, and Joanne and Tammy became pretty close. However, by the end of the year, Joanne was a little suspicious that Tammy and Ronald were more than just bowling partners, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So one day in December that year, Ronald had told Joanne that he was going Christmas shopping by himself, but Joanne got a phone call from a friend, because you know this little tiny town of 43,000, people be watching what you're doing. They said, hey, Joanne, we see Ronnie over here parked with Tammy in the high school parking lot.
Oh, be original, Ronnie, when you're eating pumpkin. High school parking lot.
He's like, take me back to high school.
Come on.
Joanne confronted Ronald when he got home and told him that she wanted a divorce. Well, Ronald was like, "That is, nothing is going on with Tammy. She's far too young for me." And Joanne accepted his explanation and dropped the idea of getting divorced. Well, then 6 months later, she would change her mind when she caught Tammy and Ronald together again. When she confronted him about this affair, he denied it. And again, Tammy said she wanted to divorce. He sold her a bill of goods and she accepted his explanation. I mean, we've all been in this situation, haven't we? Or not? I mean, maybe just us.
Well, no. I mean, no. I mean, not with like marriage. The husband actually, yeah.
Not with a marriage.
Oh, not with marriage. No. It hasn't gotten that bad yet.
Oh my God.
Although yeah, no. I was thinking when you told me about the bowling team, if I stepped into Fred's pickleball situation, that would not go over well.
Yeah, no. And you, and by the way, you do, he does pickleball with guys. You know, it's not.
Yeah. Well, so I was
Is there women
that...
there?
No. But I was thinking that the bowling thing, isn't there men's bowling and women's bowling?
I guess this is a co-ed.
Oh, it's a co.
Yeah.
Then I would have been on the team from the get. Ain't no co-ed team happening with me not on it. I'm your co.
All right. Right. So then on June 17th, 1990, Ronnie's car broke down. And there's some reports that Joanne just wasn't into letting Ron use her car. So Ronald just started having Tammy drive him everywhere. She would show up at Joanne and Ron's house at 5:30 a.m. to pick him up, to drive him to the nearby city where he was a delivery, where he worked for a delivery truck for like a pizza place. Mm-hmm. After his shift, Tammy would pick him back up, drop him back up at home at like 5:30. He would eat dinner. Tammy would pick him back up. Take him to a friend's house where he said he was, you know, studying his truck routes, and then get him back home at about 11 o'clock at night.
And Joanne's cool with this?
Supposedly so.
Listen, I don't like Fred be driving my car either. I hate it when I get in there and it's on the wrong damn station and he's moved all my mirrors and shit.
And the gas is low. Always. I'm like,
oh, no. He always fills up my tank. He takes good care of me.
Oh, that's nice.
But, I would tolerate that if the choice was some bitch driving him.
I know. So I don't know the ins and outs of that. If actually maybe Joanne didn't even know that Tammy was driving him. I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay.
This case comes from 1990.
Eyes on you, Tammy.
And there's not a lot of information on this, like real deep, you know?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then on Saturdays, Tammy and Ronald bowled together in the league. And of course, Tammy chauffeured him to the bowling alley. In all the comings and goings, when Tammy picked up and dropped off, she never once stepped foot into the house. Okay. So she wasn't like, if I was driving Jeremiah, I would come and talk to you and be like,
respect.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. But no, she didn't. Then on August 1st, Tammy and Ronald's routine changed a little bit. She picked him up at 5:30 a.m. like usual, brought him back about 15 minutes later than usual at 5:45 p.m., which remember she usually got there about 5:30. And strange as that was, because it really had been the same time for months, Tammy actually came inside the house this time with Ronald.
Well, she better be explaining that 15 minutes.
Tammy and Joanne, you know, they had gotten friendly before when they first started the bowling league. But after Joanne gave her the cold shoulder, you know, clearly. Mm-hmm. So then Tammy was like, I'm just going to smooth it over with Joanne. So Tammy was like, hey, Joanne, let's go to the mall. By the way, Tammy's young. Come to the mall. Let's hang out. Let's have some gal pal time together. Let's leave, you know, Ronald at home.
A little Hot Topic, Jamba Juice.
Exactly what we were doing. So they left together in Tammy's car at 7:30 p.m. After Joanne and Tammy got back, Ronald left with Tammy to go look at the maps, you know, until 11. Mm-hmm. And he told Joanne that he might need her to pick him up from his friend's house that night instead of, you know, Tammy dropping off like usual. Joanne went out to run a quick errand after he left, then went back to the house to wait for him to come home. At 10:45, Ron called her and said he needed to be picked up, which was, you know, out of ordinary. Mm-hmm. He told Joanne he left her the directions on the phone book and she was going to head over to Millville. Well, when Joanne left the house, that's when the pipe bomb exploded.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Do you ever look back on how you've spent money and thought, I wonder what would have happened if I would have invested that? I have definitely spent my fair share on impulse buys that could have added up if I had invested instead. You know, people say that's why the best investor is a dead investor. Why? Because dead investors can't make rash decisions. They can't pull their money out in a panic every time they hear about a dip in the market. Dead investors are invested for the long term, you know, because they're dead. Well, Acorns is built to help you invest for the long term, and you don't even need to be dead. You can start automatically investing with the spare change you've got right now, even if it's just spare change. Let time do its thing, because the longer you stay invested, the more of a chance your money has to grow. Sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/clink. Do you have a child that is struggling with a topic at school? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Maybe your child is like mine and has a hard time asking for help in class. And when I try to help after school, it can take forever trying to get to the point of the concept she's just not grasping so she can move on. IXL is a huge help with this because of the way it's designed. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. And research shows kids that use IXL score higher on tests and improve their grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms. So IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And with one subscription, you get everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. And it's such a super value. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Why are some tasks just so much harder than others? For me, I love cleaning out my clothes closet, but cleaning out my kitchen cabinets, forget about it. Seriously, it's scary back there in the deep, dark corners of cabinet land. And so it's daunting for me to even start to take on that task. Creating a will or trust can also be a daunting task to take on, one where you aren't sure where to begin or who to ask for help. But it doesn't have to be with trustandwill.com. The website is super user-friendly. Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. When maneuvering through the process, if you have a question that stops you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. You know, it's just so important to save your loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. I love having the confidence that comes with the peace of mind knowing that my family is protected. Stand up and protect what matters most to you in minutes with trustandwill.com. Go to trustandwill.com/housewives and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/housewives.
Ronald was arrested and arraigned on the charges that I already told you: attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, possession of a bomb, and fourth degree arson and bigamy. Right.
Let's get to the bigamy. Yeah.
It seems that Ronald Harnois and Tammy Petrin, who was 19, by the way, at the time, had gotten married in 1989. Ronald,
so just like
by the way,
the second she was barely legal.
Yes. Mm. And Ronald was 20 years her senior. Mm. But the problem was that Ronald was already married to Joanne.
And cohabitating. Doesn't it sound like a we're separated situation?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is where it gets a little kludgy, okay? Because according to Tammy, she was married to Roland, who's Ronald's twin brother.
Oh.
So apparently the way he got Tammy to believe that he was a different person and managed to scam a second marriage license was to pretend that he was his own twin brother, Roland.
So she didn't think she was married to Ronald from the bowling league. She knew Ronald.
Right. She was married to
Roland. And when she met up with Joanne for the Jamba Juice and Hot Topic at the mall, she didn't say like, hey, we're sisters-in-law. Let's do sister-in-law things.
I don't know about that. This is what I know.
Okay.
This is also what I know. Through their entire relationship and scam marriage, Tammy supposedly never slept with Roland Ronald because he kept saying he was getting ready for her.
Ew.
I think that Tammy, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't have any real evidence, so I just know kind of allegedly what has been posted out there, but when you kind of get into the story, you kind of think that maybe it's true. I think maybe she had some mental
impairments.
Right.
Okay.
Which you could see how maybe she would believe this Roland story. Possibly. He supposedly didn't have sex with her because he was getting ready for her. I don't know how much I believe any of that. I don't know. And I don't think we know. I think it's kind of
what's the point of having more than one wife if you're not banging them both?
I know. And why wouldn't he be? I think he was. Okay. His version of, you know, getting ready, I guess, was actually getting rid of his existing wife, Joanne. And once Tammy did learn that this guy had been Ronald and Roland, she decided she was ready to talk to the detectives because he, you know, fooled her.
Yeah.
When Tammy spoke to the police, she implicated herself in the attempted murder, but in exchange for her testimony against Ronald, they dropped all charges against her. And he was locked in jail, right?
Okay, listen. Let's say you have one of these, you know, we've known a couple who, you know, they go into their 20s. They're maybe a little mentally impaired or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're their parent. Friends. Yeah. And you want them to have some independence. But maybe they're probably still living at home. They get a job. They want to join a bowling league. Make friends. You encourage it, right?
Yes.
Great. And then you find out that some effer twice their age is taking advantage of them and pulling this crap.
Yeah.
That's devastating.
It is devastating. I know.
Because we do know people that could be roped into this crap.
I know. It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ronald's locked away, waiting trial. And as we know, you know, takes some time. So in the year that followed after Ronald's arrest, Tammy was to testify. She did testify at the grand jury hearing in October 1990 with everything she knew about what he had been doing to plan Joanne's murder by the pipe bomb and her marriage and all this stuff, right? Thankfully, the marriage was nullified by the courts because Ronald is not Roland, whoever he said he was.
Okay.
And that they tricked Tammy. or he tricked Tammy. To make ends meet, Tammy got a job at the Burger King in Woonstock as a cashier. She worked early mornings, and on the early morning of July 30th, 1991, just a month before Ronald's trial, the manager arrived at 6 o'clock to a grisly scene. Tammy and her coworker, Jenner Belato, were lying on the floor in the back of the kitchen of Burger King, shot execution style. Tammy, by some small miracle, was actually still alive and rushed to Rhode Island Hospital. But despite their efforts to save her, Tammy died at 7:53 a.m. Mm-hmm. And Jenner never made it out of that restaurant alive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Jenner was only 24 years old. He was a legal immigrant from Guatemala. He had been living in Providence, Rhode Island, and working as the like nighttime janitor there at Burger King. And people say he was like the nicest guy, like had no enemies at all. So they were like, dude, this guy, it's not for him. Right. Yeah. So police quickly figured out that it wasn't a robbery. There was no signs of forced entry. The safe wasn't touched. Jenner had a key to everything, but you know, he was there at 3 a.m. He was usually done by 6. And that's when the manager and Tammy would usually arrive. But Tammy had started getting some phone calls and like threats. And so she was going in a little bit early, you know, and Jenner would let her in.
Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics comes in with their True Age Test. You can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk of heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part? It's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. I just ordered my True Age Test, and I'm super excited to see what it reveals about my health. For me, it's all about what we can do to start reverse aging, for my health, for my well-being, and this is my starting point. The test is like a health roadmap that shows exactly where your body stands and what you can do to improve. That's what this test gives you. And one of the other cool things is True Diagnostic is part of the Rejuvenation Olympics, where people compete to lower their biological age. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using code CLINK at checkout. That's True Diagnostic. TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com at checkout. Just use the code CLINK and save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 20% discount. Discover your true age today. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Listeners, if I could go back and tell my 20-year-old self something, I would tell myself probably to rethink white eyeshadow and over-tweezing my eyebrows, because it doesn't age well. But you know what does? Investing. I wish I would have started then, but it's never too late. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You know what else is great? You don't need to be rich to start investing. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Have you heard of NAD+? If not, you're missing out on one of the most exciting breakthroughs in longevity and wellness. NAD+ is a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. As we age, NAD+ levels decline, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and sluggish metabolism. That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty's NAD+ therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improve focus, and enhanced recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting wanting to go needle-free. And the best part? It's 100% online. With fast shipping, no hidden fees, and unlimited access to licensed doctors, you can start feeling the benefits in no time. You know, it's all about the wellness and longevity, people. You can start your journey, too, along with Tab and me from the comfort of your own home with Effecty. I really appreciate how user-friendly and informative and transparent the Effecty site is. You know upfront exactly what you are paying for, and everything they offer is backed by rigorous research and testing, ensuring safety and efficiency. Ready to recharge your body? Right now, our listeners get $50 off NAD Plus Longevity treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK for $50 off. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today.
Tammy's friends reported to the police after her murder that she, you know, received a couple threatening phone calls that scared her. And her roommate even reported that she saw someone in the fire escape outside of Tammy's apartment 3 days before she was murdered. Well, of course, all eyes are on Ronald, who had a motive to kill Tammy to get rid of the star witness in his attempted murder trial. But he was in jail.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that he wrote some letters to his daughter, Celeste, and Tammy had gotten her hands on them through Celeste's old roommate after she had left the letters behind when she moved out. In the letters, Ronald told Celeste things like, "If we can't get Tammy out of the way before the trial, I stand to lose a lot." In another letter, he sent Celeste detailed information about Tammy and asked Celeste to give it to an inmate who was going to be released soon from the correctional facility that he was being held at. In this letter, Ronald said, "If money is mentioned, to say, once we hear it on the news and go to the wake and see her, you get paid." So, and there was an ex-con named in some of these letters that the police ended up finding. A man named Stephen Wilson, who had a pretty big rap sheet in the area going back about 30 years. According to Stephen, though, they bring Stephen in, right? Stephen's like, "I barely even know Ron. I saw him. We played cards a few times. Then we were in prison together, but I don't know this guy." Wilson told the police that it was common knowledge that Ronald was pissed at Tammy, but he claimed he never asked him to be a hitman. Wilson said that he was shocked that his name had turned up in these letters, and he had an alibi because he was at breakfast with his girlfriend at the time of the murders.
Listen, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I would be so pissed if I were Joanne. Because daddy goes and cheats on my ass and then gets my own daughter.
No, it's not her daughter. It's the daughter from the previous marriage. Remember, this is his. No. Joanne is the second marriage. He had a daughter previously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's not Joanne's daughter.
Okay. So yeah, now that's all coming together.
Yeah.
Because she's like, "I don't give an F about stepmommy."
Stepmommy one or two.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, okay, she's the daddy's girl.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, Celeste.
In all this murder to hire to silence Tammy, it seemed that Jenner was just an innocent bystander, right? He just was killed because he was there, which is really sad. And the other thing that I thought, like, Tammy kind of should have been provided protection since she was a witness to this gruesome act, but I guess maybe she didn't tell them that she was getting anything threatening or something. I don't know. Yeah. But I feel bad that she didn't, because it feels like maybe they could have protected her. Ronald went to trial in October of 1991 for the original charges that he received on the attempted killing of Joanne. His defense tried to claim that the six pipe bombs had been planted by one of Ronald's enemies, but we know better. He was convicted on all the charges except for one. He was acquitted on conspiracy to commit murder. God knows why. Sentencing followed that one, and he actually got three life sentences for that pipe bomb. His sentences would be life without the possibility of parole, plus 10 years for the last charge. The sentences would be served consecutively, which, you know, he spent all of his dear old days in the clink. Now, let me tell you about Ronald. He was born in Woonsocket. He kind of was known as like this shady guy. People called him stale. They said he was always two sandwiches short of a picnic. Have you ever heard of that?
Two sandwiches short of a picnic?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but I haven't heard it before.
No.
Sharpest tool in the shed, brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah, those I know, but two sandwiches short of a picnic, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Joanne refused to give an interview to media after this trial, but was described by the Woonsocket Police Sergeant Oscar Savigny in an article in the Boston Globe as being a very pleasant, simple, responsible person, the kind who showed up at 8 a.m. if she was supposed to be there at 9. She had different jobs in retail, sales, cashier, waitress, and most thought she was happily married. But she did complain about Ronald never being home because he was with Tammy. Okay. Tammy Petrin was born to Ronald and Donna Petrin in 1970 and had one brother. There is no information about Jenner because I think he was, a citizen of Guatemala. And so I could not find anything on him. Tammy and Jenner finally received justice in 1999 when a man named Gary Maxey pled guilty to conspiracy to commit murder as part of a plea deal with prosecutors. Okay, so now let me tell you about this. He was one of several inmates that Ronald hired to kill Tammy. Gary was in jail with Stephen and Ron. This is how the three of them met. Ronald petitioned Gary to hire or to kill Tammy. Gary was like, I'm not having that, not doing it. Like, I can't kill somebody.
Smart.
But I'll help somebody kill somebody. Not smart.
Not smart.
So Gary would supply the cars to Steven to do the dirty work. And it's known around town that Gary was kind of a bad boy. And Steven was a drug addict, the kind that would do anything for the next fix. Steven was identified by the neighbor as the one that was stalking the stairwell outside of Tammy's apartment, remember? And a lady of the night had actually also seen his ass driving around Burger King in the early mornings of the murder in Gary's car. But when she was shown Gary's picture, she was like, no, that's not him. I saw a different guy. Well, she saw Steven driving Gary's car. Before police could get Steven to spill the real tea, the dude died of an overdose. So police relied on Gary's testimony only to convict the real bad guy, who was Ronald. However, Ronald's already serving life sentences.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I agree with this, but they gave Gary a pass and gave him only parole for his part if he testified against Ronald, which, of course, he was like, yeah, let me tell you everything.
Yeah.
And so Gary only got parole. And Ronald was convicted in November of 2000 for murder for hire and received three more life sentences on top of his other life sentences.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So daughter Celeste, she never gets connected to any of this?
No.
No, he just wrote her those letters and that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry I said you were mean to your stepmamas because maybe she didn't,
I mean, I think she could have gone to the police.
She could have. Yeah. Okay.
She could have said, like, hey, my dad's up to no good. I think he might be like plotting to kill another one of his wives, especially because he already just tried to kill one.
Yeah. So you have a point there.
I'm not super stoked on Celeste's behavior.
Okay.
But I know it wasn't her that did it. It was her dad. And who knows what kind of upbringing she had with this douchebag. But yeah, this is a story out of like craziness.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even make this shit up.
Yeah.
It's so nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in prison and he's 75 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I wonder, do you ever wonder what it is like the geriatric area of the prison is like?
I have thought about it.
We should ask somebody. I mean, there's got to be an area where they keep all the like geezers. Like, in walkers and do you still have to put that jumpsuit on? Cause I feel like that's really hard. Or do they just get the top and the bottom?
I don't know. Remember when we just did that case a couple weeks ago on the British guy?
That's why the word geezer came to mind.
I know, that's why. Yeah. But we got our friend from the UK, she wrote in and said that geezer is actually, she didn't write in. It was so nice. She actually sent a voice memo on Instagram and I loved it so much because then I got to hear her cute accent and
I just love it
and she was like, no, geezer is like what we call, it's like not a bad term, although I think if you were to call your grandfather or somebody or your dad a geezer, like here in America, they'd be like, yeah,
they'd be mad at you. Yeah.
And she also was so funny because she was like, it's like, so like, it was funny for her to hear us talk about the UK and the accents and all that. And she still had such a strong accent. I had a hard time understanding her. but I liked hearing it. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that is the Burger King case, as it's known to be.
Well, you know, maybe we could do some more. We did one of my favorite cases that we've ever done is the mixed strip search case.
I know. So this
McDonald's, has it gone down at In-N-Out or Whataburger? Taco Bell? Probably.
We did one at Taco Bell, I thought.
No, I think
we should look.
I think you're just thinking of Taco Bell because Gabby Petito worked there and we've been talking about her a lot.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I'm starving. I've been eating all day. I don't know what's going on. Like, I just can't stop eating and I'm really hungry right now. So even Taco Bell sounded good to me.
Yeah, it is good.
No, it's not. It's so
not good
gross.
For you, but it is good.
I don't even think it's good.
You know, Sometimes it really hits the spot.
What? Like what? A bean and cheese burrito?
Late night.
Whataburger late night is way better than Taco Bell.
Oh, agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
But listen, when they brought back the Mexican pizza, you know I ordered it.
They don't have it anymore again, though.
I think they do.
They do? Oh, okay. I don't go there that often. Like, never.
You're busy playing tennis?
Except for, yes, I'm busy playing tennis.
Stupid. Because you go to Chipotle.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's my Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you still have not subscribed, then you should do so now so you won't miss us. Get on it. Also, I have to ask you guys, please, please, please suggest us to your friends. If you do that, we will just love you forever. And tell anybody you know, tag us on Instagram, do all the things, please. We will give you shout outs and be super thankful. Also, if you have suggestions, send them our way.
Please do. Yeah. Thank you.
Clink, clink. Clink, clink.
Clink! I want the last clink.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through Geico. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.